Yeah. It's your boy Cat Benson. You already know what it is. Live and direct with the hottest show on the net, 856 Entertainment, straight out of Camden, Blog Talk Radio. Hey, yo, Knock, promo. Let's get it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
You are now listening to a Chat Up production.
Yeah. 5-0, hell no, watch out, cause here they come. Black eye, bell bro, watch out, cause here they come. Switch targeting, aim, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. 8th Street, Rock Kane, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Rolling around with that flame, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Nothing bearing his fame, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Hating, yeah, you know name, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Fact is, I'm that Kane, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. 5-0, hell no, watch out, cause here they come. Block high, bell bro, watch out, cause here they come. Switch the target and aim, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. 8th Street, Rock Kane, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Rollin' around with that flame, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Nothing bearing his fame, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Hatin' gay, you know name, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Fact is, I'm that Kane, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come.
Man, this shit get too real. Better blame your starters, pick your target. Flash your nigga, rub quarter, got low with an O and going forward. Some trill, little nigga, see my heat. That shot on radio, G sweet. Play deep with desire, being sweet. And this world out here, and they see some sheep. Bad bitches all around, and the puzzle me. Talk my crap, I'm trying to love you. What you never had, boy, you never had. My bitch, yeah, you cannot have her. Try me for one, you top, never have her. Niggas getting killed now, niggas, I'm a bad one. Surface of the sea, I don't fuck with these craps. I'm under stress, and I ain't trying to have her. Told me what the king was, and I'm still strong. Fuck my mind, I leave you, we won't. You ain't Kevin Hart, bitch, take what's dope. My mind is mad, I'll stick to the hope. Always what I believe for my case being broke. Niggas, the world, they face full of folk. Double is a lie, niggas took him as a joke. And I guess it's a good till they caught me with the coke. Far from the wood, I'm a tool with the bro. Fuck the police, I'm Uncle John Doe. Word of the wise and the wise when they go. Just a grown man talk, little kids gotta go. Talk to little niggas like moms on the line. If they moms are the cops, then they moms gotta slide. Real nigga shit, this a real nigga rock. Get love, that's a real nigga lie.
5-0, hell no, watch out, cause here they come. Black eye, hell bro, watch out, cause here they come. Switch the target. Bang, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. 8th Street, Rock Kane, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Rollin' around with that flame, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Nothing bearing this pain, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Hatin' gay, you know name, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Fact is, I'm that Kane, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. 5-0, hell no, watch out, cause here they come. Block high, bell bro, watch out, cause here they come. Switch the target and aim, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. 8th Street, Rock Kane, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come.
Coming up in the hood, man, ain't nothing good. Gotta get it how you living, nigga, this ain't Hollywood. Hustling all night, trying to get that dough. Strap with the heat, catch the streets, get cold. No X, no O, just pack that toe. When a nigga in the drought, man, anything goes. Whoa, body dropping, got Johnny watching. Little niggas running down, got the chain to watch it. The life that was lit, way out of pocket. All the good die, young, most time to chopper. Get it, how to live, nigga, ain't got time for the stairs. Nigga, you heard we coming, we head. Nigga said the man got gun, who cares? Nigga, lay him down on the ground, that's some beef shit. Heard the click, heard the growl, that's some beef shit. Now I'm dead by the pile of the pieces. Chew drop, four bars, I ain't even peep it. Take this, we inspire you to hate this shit. Cause all the shit you're doing make us hurt. You feel me?
So I say 5-0, hell no. Watch out, cause here they come. Lock high, bell bro. Watch out, cause here they come. Always fitted that flame, nigga. CMDY came, nigga. Switch the target and aim, nigga. Fly swat through that cane, nigga. 5-0, hell no. Watch out, cause here they come. Black eye, bell bro, watch out, cause here they come. Switch the target and aim, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. 8th Street, Rock Kane, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Rollin' around with that flame, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Nothing bearing this pain, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Hatin' gay, you know name, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Fact is, I'm that Kane, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. 5-0, hell no, watch out, cause here they come. Block high, bell bro, watch out, cause here they come. Switch the target and aim, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. 8th Street, Rock Kane, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Roll around with that flame, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Nothing bearing this fame, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Hatin' gay, you know name, nigga, y'all niggas know here we come. Fact is, I'm that Kane, nigga, y'all niggas.
Yo, that's Here We Come by my boy Fly Guy from Crestbury, man. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. DJ Promag speaking, my boy Knock.
You already know, man. It's your boy Knock the God, man. You know, we got a special guest in here. You know, it's his bro.
Get it, bro, man.
What's up?
What's up with you, bro, man? We don't want you to be shy over the mic today, man. We need you to spit some real shit. What's going on with you, man? How was your Easter so far?
This is all right, I guess. I'm high as shit.
Yeah.
Easter's fucking great.
Yeah, man. You know, niggas had to get high before the interview and shit, man. So tell us about this music. You tell them you got a mixtape coming out or LP?
Yeah, it's kind of like, I guess you can call it an LP because okay. I did two EPs and I just composed them into one. And so I guess you can call it an LP of 16 tracks.
16 tracks.
Yeah.
Okay, when's it dropping, man?
April 11th.
April 11th?
And that is a Saturday. Yeah.
Okay.
Think about having a party. I don't know, man. I don't know.
You trying to have like a little private party or yeah, you trying to have something?
I don't know. At first, I was going to do the private thing. Remember, right. We talked about that before, but now I'm thinking about just doing something big now. Fuck it. All
right. Yeah, you definitely got to give us the details and shit, man.
Yeah, we definitely going to talk about that soon. We're going to talk about that.
Hell yeah.
I mean, but let's get like right into the disrespect, man. I know you for a long time. I know you be talking crazy. So what makes you different than any other artist? I mean, we were just talking about it.
Yeah. Well, what makes me different from any artist, the way I see it is because when it comes to my music, I make all the beats, of course. All right, all the lyrics, of course, bro. Can't go out like that. And I also record myself. A lot of niggas don't record themselves. I record myself and I mix all of my shit. So you hear my music is all of me, not the white nigga working the mixing board or the other nigga that made the beat and all that shit. It's all me, all the time.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
So how long you been rapping, man?
I've been rapping since I was a little ass kid. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. A long, long time rapping. I can't even put a number on it. It's just been a while like that, honestly.
So who was, like, your favorite person to work with? I mean, from your childhood to now.
My favorite, man, like, I don't even got idols on me, bro. I don't. I used to, like, I want to kill all them niggas. I don't have idols no more. I used to, but.
Yeah, so, like, who inspired you to, like, do music?
Kanye used to be my nigga. I used to be my niggas. But they still my niggas, you know. I fucks with Travis Scott, you know. Like, just them niggas. Like, niggas that's just they self. A whole bunch of niggas that just do a whole bunch of different shit. That's not cliche.
A lot of people don't know about Travis Scott. He not weird, but his music, you be like, a lot of people won't listen to Travis Scott, but I like his sound.
People get so caught up in an image or, this person dressed this way, so that nigga weird or that nigga crazy. Nah, this nigga is talking the same shit your nigga talking. He talking about drugs, too. He talking about fucking bitches, too. Just open your ears up a little bit more if that's what you want to hear.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of people don't like the whole, like, the way it's tuned. Like, if you ever hear it's Drake and Travis Scott's call. I think it's called Company.
That's a good song, too.
But when you hear it, you be like, what the fuck?
I know people probably got up on him after that, too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But it's a new sound. He's definitely original. He's his own man. Like, I fucks with him.
Yeah. And then you definitely listen to him? Like,
yeah, I fucks with him. Yeah, I fucks with him. But I really don't have favorites anymore. I don't even... Nah, we in competition now. Like, I don't even look at it as I have a favorite artist. He's just like... They just cool niggas that can rap, too.
Yeah. So what's your album? What's your LP name?
Well, the EPs, I need them separately. One is called Desperado, and the other one is called OG Creflo.
What's the last part?
OG Creflo.
Oh, shit, what you Creflo?
It's
got me stuck.
You got
like,
me stuck,
yo,
too.
Bro.
Like,
OG Creflo.
Oh, OG Creflo.
Yeah, so,
oh, okay.
Yeah, the way I did it is, like, I had it, El Mariachi is one artist, and
okay.
Creflo is another artist. So,
okay.
El Mariachi is the one who created Desperado, and then you got Creflo who created the EP, OG Creflo.
Okay.
So, that's the way I set up. So, it's Dante Desperado's head split in two. They create two different EPs, different beats, just to make... some cool ass music.
So yeah. That's two real life people.
Nah, it's me.
So where you get that from? Where you get them names
it's just,
from?
Bro, it's just like them names. They came like, I'm not gonna say I created them because they just came at certain times. Like somebody gave me that name Creflo one day. There was some shit playing ball, and the name El Mariachi is just a play on Dante Desperado. If you ever seen the movie Desperado, his name is El Mariachi.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a mariachi. He's a guitarist.
Oh,
all right. Yeah.
That's art.
That's different, yo. You never hear no shit like that before, man. But we got some tracks in here that we're going to be playing today, Delusions and shit, man. So tell us about the track before we play it. I mean,
Delusions was some shit I just recently did. I did it like a couple weeks ago. And I don't know, I was just on some shit and I liked it. It was cool. The beat, it was me and my man Joey. He was just fucking around with the sounds, all the sound effects you hear. And then I had to throw the drums on there and just really go off on it. It's a nice ass track.
You made most of the beat, basically, you tell me that.
Yeah. All the drums, all the dun dun dun, that's all me. All of him is just all the sound effects you hear in the background, but everything else is pretty much me.
I'm about to throw that track in now. Delusions by my boy Dante Desperado. Let's get it, man.
Out of this galaxy, you gotta be out of your mind if you think I'm snorting these lines. But then again, you fine, so I don't mind. Pothead, dope dealer, guitarist, and I'm a killer. My hoe is straight out of Thriller, my dope is straight out of Village. Bitch, bring that pussy over here so I can kill it. My hoe is in line, and we all gotta feel it. Junkie, I just like to feel the groove. Look, mama, I'm on the tube, and I ain't even on the news. I retire a rich Jew with keys and all brew. White bitches in Mountain Dew. Go ahead and do a line or two or something.
My boy Dante Desperado, man. Tell us about that song, bro. We see that you do got a different style, man. Tell us about the style that you coming with.
Just talk about the life of the pothead dope dealer, El Mariachi. That's what it's about. He too deep with that bitch. She got the kilos in her chocho. The cops behind him in a white Bronco, and he can't let down Fernando. Fernando's the connect, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got that dope. That's all he talking about is that dope.
Okay.
So when you made that beat, like what sounds did you have in your head? Like was you watching a movie and it just like popped in, or you was just like, let me put some shit together?
Bro, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking when I make music. I'm weird. Like the music, it just comes to me, bro. I just sit there, I touch the keys and shit. Next thing you know, I got a fucking beat, and I'm like, damn, how the fuck did I? It's there. Like I don't know. You know how niggas be like, well, you know, nah. If you really a artist, you really a musician, you would know that something comes over you when you working, and it blinds you. You don't know what the fuck you doing. Next thing you know, you basically black out, bro, and you come out with something. You like, damn. Like I don't even remember writing half of this shit. And I don't like. It's not like I do drugs. Like nah. I don't really remember writing this shit. It's in my phone, but I don't really remember putting all this work in. It just comes.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, I mean, how long you think it'll take you to, like, I mean, do a beat, write the music, and all that? Like, it will take you, like, days or, like...
Sometimes I do multiple songs in a day, multiple beats in a day. That shit just comes, bro. It all depends. Like, you got that feeling, you got that feeling. Sometimes you can do it. Sometimes it might take you a couple of days. Sometimes you might come back to it. It all depends. Like, I go off of instincts. I don't really sit there and beat myself in the head to work on a song. Like, sometimes I start a song, I leave that shit alone, go work on three other songs, come back the next day, I finish that song, and I still got the three other joints that ain't even done yet. Like, that's just how it be.
Damn, that's crazy, man. So, I mean, what do you got, like, to say for the people who trying to become like you? Not you, per se, but, like, they trying to just make their own music, their own art, and just go at it, like...
What I say to niggas is, be yourself. Make sure it's for you. Like, because you got a lot of people who are trying to be a rapper. Like, I'm not a rapper. I don't look at myself as a rapper. I'm not a rapper. I'm an artist. And if it's not for you, don't try it. But for the niggas that it's for, just do you. Don't let anybody tell you what is right and what is wrong. Just always make sure you happy at the end and you fucks with that shit. Because at the end of the day, if nobody fucks with this shit, man, I bump this shit all day long.
That's
all day long.
It doesn't matter as long as you like it.
Yeah. All fucking day. Like, but I'm sure motherfuckers gonna like this. If you don't, fuck you. I don't care.
So what's your fan base like? Do you have a fan base right now? Or, I mean, is it coming? Are you coming along?
I got a nice fan base. It's all right. It's coming along. Everything is a progress. But, you know, some people, they reach out to me. Tell me they fuck with me and shit. But at the end of the day, it's all about putting out the music. And eating, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, like, what's your target? Who are you trying to target? Anybody that likes your music? Like, you know what I mean?
I'm trying to target the niggas like y'all.
Okay.
I remember I told y'all that. I told y'all that. I said I do it for niggas like y'all, just real down to earth niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
We all come from the same place. You know what I'm saying? Just like the niggas outside. Mm-hmm. We all come from the same place. We grew up with the same shit. Everybody know the same shit. Nobody's no more tough than anybody else. You know what I'm saying? It's just that. Y'all niggas, y'all be yourself. Y'all do y'all. You feel me? You ain't out there acting a fool because somebody else acting a fool. You like, all right, me go act a fool. You actually thinking before you doing shit. I do it for the niggas that do them. Niggas that think. Not the niggas that just do a whole bunch of dumb shit.
Right.
Like, so basically, I do it for y'all niggas. Like, the niggas like y'all, the down-to-earth niggas, the open-minded niggas, the ones that actually give new shit a chance. Like, once they hear something that's not what they used to hearing, they're like, nah, turn this shit off. I don't fucks with them.
Okay, so, earlier, before the show started, we was talking about fame, and you was basically saying, fuck fame. Like, I mean, let everybody know, man, fuck fame. Like, elaborate on what we was talking about earlier.
Like fame, fuck fame, because fame ain't shit. And I'm not even the type of person for fame. Too quickly fucking tempered. Like, I was just telling y'all niggas, paparazzi walk up on me talking some shit, I'm going to fuck one of them up. Like, for real. That's just how it is, huh? Fame ain't shit. It comes with a whole bunch of negative shit. Like, all the motherfuckers hit you up on Twitter, tweeting at you, talking shit about you. Blah, blah, blah. I'd really find one of them niggas and fuck one of them up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just know who I am. And I know that at the end of the day, it's all about eating and putting out your music. As long as you happy with your shit, you got money in your pocket, you living your life, that's all that fucking matter. Fame ain't shit. Like, what the fuck do I care about a whole bunch of niggas I don't know knowing me? That doesn't mean nothing. I don't know you.
Definitely, man. That's why I fuck you. Because for real, me, I'm fame, like, a lot of people say fame, like, it do come with a lot. And I was hearing an interview and Diddy said something like, he fucked too many bitches, like he might try something new. I mean, you gotta look it up. There's a lot of people who say they famous, they get too much pussy, they want to try it. That's the gayest shit fucking ever.
They've been trying it.
I don't want to be famous then. I'd rather just sit here and do underground.
Hell yeah, you know how they get down, you know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with that shit at all. I really don't. That shit is beyond crazy, bro. You know, them niggas, they out there playing with demons and shit. That shit ain't cool. It ain't cool at all. But, you know, being an artist, that shit, that happens, bro. Like, on some real shit, I tell you, like, I work on music, and so I feel a demon come on me. Like, the devil, he in a lot of people. Like, music, that, you know, it all comes from him. Like, that's his shit. Yeah, he was. Yeah. Remember, he was the one that was singing to Jesus and shit. He was the one.
Oh, shit.
Music
is his thing. I don't really do that,
bro.
All that research and
music
shit.
Music comes from him. That's his shit. That's his gospel music and all that. That ain't... Come on.
Well, I mean,
they own all of that, bro. That ain't for God, man. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know the devil. He eats. He do him. He talks to me sometimes. He asks for some shit. I ain't giving him nothing.
Okay. So like, tell me your 5-year plan, man. I know you say you don't give a fuck about fame, but you want to eat, man. So like, tell me your plan about how you gonna be eating.
You said in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years.
Oh, shit, I'll be eating well in the next 6 months. 5 years, I'll be, what, 6 kids deep? Still on tour? Nah, I mean, I'm keeping it real with y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm your tour. Yeah. 5 years from now, I'll be, 5 years from now, y'all gonna be straight too. If y'all ain't straight by then, I'll definitely fight. I'll be doing it like 25.
Yeah.
That's long, man. No, I'm not even thinking. I'm thinking like 6 months to a year.
6 months to a year.
Man, hell yeah. 5 years, that's too much.
So tell us your 6-month plan, man.
My
6-month
plan.
What you got going on?
Right now, I'm planning to drop these EPs, follow up with some videos. I'm thinking about a short film, though, for the EPs. I was thinking about a short film, like a crazy ass film.
You gotta let me plan now. I want starring. You know, I can have a little 2-second John.
Yeah,
shoot,
bro. It's gonna be crazy. I was thinking about doing it's gonna be a short film. It's gonna switch to anime, like cartoon and shit. Yeah, it's gonna be on some wild shit.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. All I watch is cartoon.
I definitely want to be in that too, man.
Hell yeah.
You gotta put this on. What's the movie gonna be about?
Well, gonna be about the EPs, the music. Yeah, I'm gonna do it. It's gonna be kind of like no dialogue. The music is just gonna speak for everything. Hell yeah, it's gonna be crazy. I don't really have a name for it or anything yet, but it's gonna be something crazy. Yeah, it's definitely gonna be hot.
So, how about any tours, any shows you got coming up so far? You got anything?
The next 3 months, I'm be hosting my own show.
Okay.
I'm trying to book a show downtown in Camden. I don't know if I want to do a showcase and invite some other artists because I really don't fuck with niggas like that. I don't know. But I think I'm going to do a showcase where it's like other artists from the city, you know, and they invite their fan base, you know.
Right.
That way I can eat. You know what I'm saying? I can eat off of that and perform my music and create a little buzz in the city, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you got, how about albums? Why are you trying to send that to iTunes or how would you come about making money from your music?
Yeah, I could put that on iTunes. I didn't think too much about that, honestly. That right there, I could.
You know, shit go digital now. I mean, people will buy a CD at $2-3, but you know.
You got
me
thinking, I don't know, man.
A lot of music go digital now.
Yeah, I might do that. Because I could. I got the, someone hit me up. Talking. Yeah, I could do that. I might have to call him at this. Yeah, I think I might do that now.
Music videos you got coming up so far, man?
Right now, man, that shit is going hectic right now.
Yeah.
Man. I was supposed to be doing a video right now as we speak, you know.
Yeah.
And guy, he's a bitch, so that's the only way I can.
He's
a bitch ass nigga. He was supposed to order something. Like I told him to order something. He hit me up the next day. Telling me he couldn't order it. I'm like, what the fuck you mean? You was by your phone all day. So, you know, niggas gonna put the music and shit first. That's the end of it. I cut niggas off. I'm done.
Yeah. So who do you work with? Like, I know you do your own little thing, but I'm pretty sure you work with some other people.
Yeah, I got a team, the mob. The Hoyas, who I'm referring to. One is here. My man's Rob over there. My boy Lou. That's it. It's just the three of us. It used to be a lot more, but it's just the three of us.
You want to speak, brother? Want to say what's up to the world, man?
What's up? How y'all doing?
This nigga crazy, man.
That's how I like that because it's like behind the scenes, you know, he ain't trying to steal nobody's song. It's just what's up, man. He part of the clique. You'll see him around. That's all it is to it. I like that because that's kind of me. I won't really say too much. Like, I mean, we giving my mans an interview. I like that, man. So, I mean, tell us about your mob, how y'all all come together, how y'all start that joint up, name and everything.
Yeah, the mob, I'm a big Sopranos fan.
Okay.
Like, I'm really into the mob and shit. That's my interest. So I was thinking of a name. I was like, And then the mob just came about. Hey, my niggas. I've been working with them niggas for years. Like, it's not, these ain't new niggas around me. Everybody that you see me with is niggas that I've known for time. And it's me, him, and my boy Lou. We all come together and make some pretty cool shit. I'm actually going to drop a EP with them soon. This summer, actually. So, yeah, I'm going to actually put that out probably July.
July.
Yeah. Okay.
July. So what's up with your clothing line, man? We know you've been doing clothes for how long now? A couple years?
Yeah, I've been doing clothes for like 2 years now. My clothing line gonna be coming out too this summer.
Yeah. What's it called?
It's called Cream.
Cream, yeah.
And everybody's like, hey, does it mean cash was? No, don't fucking mean it.
Is it an acronym, right? No.
Nah, I just do that to fuck with people here.
Yeah.
It really just means, you ever heard of the term cream of the crop?
Yeah.
It means the top of the society, like. When you wear cream, you should feel honored that you're wearing cream, that I actually sold you this shit, because I don't sell my clothes there, but.
Okay. So you just sell it to your fans, or you just...
Just some niggas I don't sell it to.
Yeah.
Some niggas I just don't sell. I'll be like, nah.
Damn. What's your shirts costing? Like, will you sell hats, shirts?
And sometimes everything varies. I do anything, like, I do hats, shirts, crew necks and shit, but I do customized, like, jeans and shit, all types of shit. I do a whole lot of stuff, bro. I'm pretty cool with the clothes, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. One day, I told you I was supposed to bring y'all some shirts. I'm gonna get y'all in. We're going to definitely do something. Because, yeah, I'm going to get a whole lot of stuff in this summer. Yeah, this summer is when I'm really going to take off with that. Because now that I'm finished my work for music, I've been working on music nonstop since December. So, now that I'm done everything, I'm cool now. So, I can really take time and work on the clothing line and shit. And then do the collaborative EP with my niggas and shit. So,
okay.
Yeah, we definitely going to work on those clothes, though, soon. We're going to do that with y'all. Yeah, we're going to do something. All
right, yeah. Sounds good, man. About to get on the next track, Hoyas Part 2. What's that about?
Hoyas Part 2 is just about the Hoya, the life of the Hoya, man. I can't say too much. Just listen to it. All
right,
the life
man.
Of the Hoya.
That's good. You want to shout your Twitter and Facebook out?
Nah.
You don't want nobody. My boy in the rough, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's part two. Dante, that's right. Let's get it.
Chill out.
I'm not a fuck boy. My whole shit closet space. Smoke weed while they free base. Ladies, my size is a weight. She wanna fuck me because my 808s. Fuck you, hoe, take that on the face. She the devil with a tight lace. Kick him out with a tight face. Hoes gonna be hoes, they come right back. Skate with my Hoyas, everybody strapped. Mobbing up, I guess Tony backs. 40 deep, nobody mask. Why I need that if I got a body back? I'ma find out where your hoe at. I'ma find out where I throw that. Then she gonna tell me where your coke at.
Get your loyal with my Hoyas. And we don't fuck with no fuck niggas. Coke.
Got your bitch on a rope, 1080p, cock down her throat. Fuck her on cam and give her a feature. Demons are just holistic creatures. I can see the devil and get features. Call on that nigga on my leisure. I don't need you, it was nice to see you. I don't want fame, let me be you. 187, then my whole is eat you. Built to destroy, I will defeat you.
That was my boy Dante Desperado, man. Hoyas Part 2. That's crazy. At the end of the track, he recorded that, man. They real dope heads, man, out here in these streets, man.
So that's what you be doing? You be recording your own little skits and shit?
Yeah, dude, man. I record my life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Whenever you hear a skit back there, that's always real life and real activity. I don't sample shit from other people. It's not cool.
I know the feeling. That's what a lot of people do nowadays and shit. So
yeah, when it comes to the skits and shit, it's always like my real life. So everything back there is really happening.
Okay.
That's definitely art, man. Like, it's crazy because, like, I hear, like, I mean, people in the industry really do that. So, I mean, I have somebody sitting right here next to me that's really doing the shit, making your own music and shit like that. I'm honored, though, man. Like, I know a lot of people won't like you know, he just bullshitting because he here, but you got a lot of people who like just buy the beats and just rap and be like, oh, well, throw something from Paid in Full on there or whatever. That makes sense. You feel me? A lot of people got Paid in Full skits.
Right.
They know, a lot of people won't just go out here and record somebody just talking. Like,
right.
They'll just take a skit from a movie and it makes sense. So you got somebody right here that's really doing art and he's doing his own shit. You know, taking time out his day.
I'm in the car with him.
Crazy.
Busted that whole move with them. I was like, fuck it, let me record it. Son just said, record this shit, because they was tweaking. You heard the niggas say, yo, let me, you got Bill and you niggas doing this shit right there. Like, yeah, them niggas was wild. So I'm glad I actually recorded that. That shit came out hard.
Yeah.
Fucks with that.
Thanks, bro.
So in your EP, man, so who you working with? You got any collabs got going on?
Yeah, I only have one feature on out of those 16 tracks. This is one feature. Yeah, and it's barely a feature.
Damn.
Yeah, so. It's just something that happened. Like, I don't.
You don't work with nobody and shit like that.
I do, but it has to happen, bro. Like if it don't happen, I'm not just going. Just because you my boy and you rap too, and I like you and everything, you cool.
Don't mean
we gonna do a song. It's just, I have to like what you presenting to me. Like, it has to be me. If it ain't me, we can't work. It's nothing personal. It's just I'm not gonna waste my time or something. Like, it has to be like, I don't know, bro. I have to have that feeling. But if I don't have that feeling, I won't touch it.
Yeah.
That actually reminds me of you listen to Joey Badass and the whole Pro Era.
I don't really listen to him, but I know of him. Like, I know a few songs. Because
like, with him, he don't really do too much features. If it's not with him and his niggas, he's not doing shit. Like,
yeah, Joey cool. Like, I'm up on a lot of, like, I listen to a lot of shit. I'm just not really fans of anybody. Because sometimes you get caught up being a fan. Like, I'm not a fan ass nigga. That's not even my style, you know what I mean? I don't look down because you do need the fans, but with me being an artist, I see them as competition, bro. I want his spot.
Yeah.
I want to take him out, like, on God. You feel what I'm saying? Like, ain't nothing personal, but I want to be where he at.
I mean, just keep doing what you're doing. I'm pretty sure he'll see you, what I mean.
I'm working. They competition. I ain't fan of nothing.
Yeah, so I see you and Cat Benson, man. It's cool friends. Y'all got anything going on? I mean, coming along?
He did send me something before, but we never really got to finish it. I didn't even know what his intentions was for the track. He did have his verse on it. Shit was hot.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I just didn't ever get to it. But I'm going to actually hit him up later on and see what he wants to do with that track, because he probably scrapped it by then. I don't even know. But Cap is my boy. He's supposed to get up in a couple weeks, actually. So maybe when he comes by the crib, we always pull something up, because it's always right there.
Cap is a good artist, man.
I like Cap. Yeah, I've been on Cap for some years now. It's been a while.
Yeah,
you can definitely tell he like reads. He's into his history too. Cap. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he actually my last EP that came out, he hit me up. He was like, "Yo, bro, I likes that shit." And he was like, "Yeah, they bumping your whole shit on my bass." Cause I told y'all he was at the Navy and shit.
Yeah,
he was telling me the Navy man was bumping the shit through the bass and shit. Right, like, he's fucking with it. He hit me up and said, "Yo, these niggas is fucking with you out here." Yeah, I appreciate it. When I told him, I was like, "Yeah, it's good looking, bro. I appreciate that all day." I share his shit all the time too. That's my man. That's one nigga shit that I actually do share. I usually don't share nobody else's shit, but when I see Cap put something up, I usually share it.
Yeah, Cap come out with something like every once in a while. He won't flood your timeline. You see, you gotta listen to it. Yeah, you ain't hearing for a while. It's like, "Well, Cap, why I hear?"
Yeah, he was telling me, he was at the crib not too long, gave me some advice. He was telling me, "Make sure I push this EP and shit really hard." He was telling me, 16 good tracks. Make sure you push it and sit on it for a while."
Yeah. Yeah, man. We fucks with Cat, man. We fucks with you, too. Y'all, too, was, like, the only two that started, like, helping us out, too. You know what I mean? Sending y'all music in when we first started. You know what I mean? That's when you called yourself Chase Denton, you know?
No, I was still Dante Esperado. Yeah. Hell, yeah. I dropped that name probably, like, a year before that.
Yeah,
I'm moving like that, man. But, like I said, I support everything that's real, bro.
Right.
When I see something positive that I like, you know what I'm saying? I support it. Not just because, I'm not going to support something just because it's positive. Like, I don't fucking care. If I don't like it, I'm not fucking supporting it. But I like y'all shit. I fucks with y'all niggas. I've always been real niggas ever since I remember. I never had a bad encounter with either. You good guys, you know what I'm saying? So when I see what y'all was doing, I'm like, "Oh, cool." So I chimed in and listened. I was calling in and shit. Not even to talk about music. Just talk about y'all. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't calling, you know, to steal nothing. I was calling to talk to y'all about y'all topics and everything. And I waited patiently to get in here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. We definitely had to get you in here. It was time, dude, definitely.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, Don, he's been one of the first ones to, like, really support us. So, like I said, man, he stayed was patiently waiting. Now he's here, man. Like I said, I'm honored for you to be here.
Yeah, definitely playing no track on that EP and shit, man.
I'm honored to be here, too, because, man, I'm telling you guys, man, you know, a time from now, this shit is going to be special shit that we remember and we're going to think about.
Like, yo, remember that interview we did back in 2-3 years ago?
Hopefully we hear it on a skit or something.
Yeah. We're going to make a skit with Forrest,
shit,
bro.
You never know. Might be recording right now. You never know. Be like that.
Shit.
Be like that, man.
Definitely on the lookout for that.
Yeah. Next track we got is "The Day My Mind Died."
Oh, yeah.
And then the other track is called "My Mind Keep Dying" and shit. It's different, y'all. I was reading the title of the song.
It's some wild shit, man. It's pretty cool. "Hey, Day My Mind Die" is produced by me, too. It's featuring a guy, me and my man, Mikey Chase. He from out here. He's a underground artist, too. He's an art guy. Yeah, fucks with him.
I'm about to play that track right now, "The Day My Mind Died," Desperado, featuring Mikey Chase. Let's get it.
Baby, you gon' have an overdose. I just wanna hold you close until the fucking world explodes. I
just wanna give you loads on your face until it coats. After that, I got a joke. Sorry, honey, it's the coat.
Why lie when you buzzing like fireflies? Dug high, cause my nigga finna let the fire fly. Why bluff, bitch? I'm in the cut like iodine. I don't die, I don't try, but I'm still idolized.
Smoking the devil's letters, praying for a better presence. I'm still an adolescent, blood nigga, so reckless. Leave your head a fucking message. It don't help with the oppression, so approach me with discretion. I learn your lesson.
Girl, you all over, bitch, man, get out her face. I go over heads like outer space. That was out the box like open gifts, just in case the present too strong for the taste. I'm the taste, I'm the taste, I'm the taste,
Rapper on a rampage on stage with a 10 fade. I transform into a Shinigami with blue dreads. Pushing dime bags on my phone, fuck the feds. My nigga, fuck life, take a dip with the meds.
My fellow youth denier, tired of being euthanized. Out of you and I, who will rise? Who is you to I? Who decides who will live and die? Who decides who will live and die? Who decides who decides who will live and die?
Dante Desperado featuring Mikey Chase, man. I like that joint. I mean, we was really talking in here. I was just hearing the beat and shit like that. I ain't really get to hear the verse. But, you know, when it do come out, and we do have it, so I can listen to it again. But I like the whole beat, so I'm pretty sure I like the whole concept of the song and shit. So tell us about it, because I ain't.
That's a pretty cool song. It's Mike going back 4 bars a piece. And then at the end, I rap on it by myself. I kill Mike at the end.
It's your track, yeah. Please.
I told him, I said, we gonna do the video, and I want him to die in the video too.
We gonna do a video.
I'm thinking about doing something soon, like really soon, like within the next week.
Right. Okay.
Because it's easy. It's gonna be a real quick ass. It's gonna be real quick. People put too much thought into this shit. That's what makes it go long.
Yeah.
We could do this shit in probably like an hour.
Oh, okay. Take 2 takes and then it was done, huh?
Yeah, it's just going to come like that. I got this. I think I'm going to do it in the dark. I want it to be dark, but I want the lights at the same time. Yeah, it's going to be some cool shit.
So you got the videographers and all that on the side? Or?
I know a couple of niggas that do videos, but like I said, the videographer, I fired that. I told you.
Yeah?
Yeah. The guy, he's supposed to be recording this right now. I had to get rid of him, yeah. You know, like I said, I work hard. But I don't work hard.
Right.
I'm serious about this. You know what I'm saying? This is my livelihood. I have to eat with this.
Right.
This is what I do. So whenever I feel like the people that's around me don't take my livelihood as serious as I do, they got to get the fuck from around me. And I keep them from around me. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's real shit. You want to keep the people around you on the same shit that you on. You know what I mean?
Everybody got to be on the same mission.
Same page.
I don't want to be the only one killing. Everybody got to be trying to kill.
Yeah,
I'm going to hell for all y'all. Y'all niggas in here. I'm out here killing everybody. I'm going after everybody next. And I'm feeding y'all.
Yeah.
I'm feeding you. You can have this. You can have this. You can have this. But at the end of the day, who the fuck going to feed me? Yeah. Who going to lead me to the water? Nobody.
Yeah.
I got to get that shit on my own. So that's why I say when niggas don't take this shit as serious as I do, I cut them off. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You cut a lot of people off?
Cut a lot of people. I cut 2 people off a day.
Damn. Jeez. And that's like with friends or...
It don't matter who it is. Yeah. It could be family, friends, anybody. If you don't support what I support, you're not on my mission, you got to get the fuck out of the way. Because I'm the type of person that when I get it, I'm taking care of everybody. Because
yeah.
I don't need money, bro. I'm not an expensive nigga. I don't need none of that shit. As long as I got everything that I need, the rest of the money is just to play with. You know what I'm saying? Let's call some strippers. Let's throw it. Let's do something with it. You know what I'm saying? Take care of some little kids. Buy them some coats. Anything. I don't. What the fuck I'm going to do with the money? I only like to make music. You know, get a little sex. Do some drugs. That's it. Once I'm doing all that, I'm going to have the money to do that. You know, all the rest of the money can go to good causes, a charitable event, something. You know, something positive. You know what I mean? What I'm going to do with fucking $6 million sitting in my bank account? And I already have everything I need. The cars here. I got money in my pocket. I got cars. What the fuck I need all this extra money for? It's just being selfish. If everybody thought like that, man, this world would be a totally better place, bro.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of rich motherfuckers out here that's just like,
they don't
even bring back to the hood.
It's a family. That net worth is $500 trillion, bro.
Oh, my God.
They have enough money to feed the whole world twice.
And they ain't giving a dime, huh?
No, not a dime. Well, they do. They do, but they don't.
I mean, I'm a little whack at it. I mean, I'm not even going to say it like that. Them
right,
little, sure, dumb little charities.
No, not $500 trillion.
Damn.
That's what I said. $500 trillion. They have enough money to feed the whole world twice.
I mean, you do got a lot of people that give back to charities, but some of that shit is in their contracts.
Well, $500 trillion, that means they control our currency.
They have to.
All our money is their money. They just loaned it to us to get it right back. Every time we spend it, goes right back to them. $500 trillion is impossible for you not to touch every piece of money that goes around. That's all your money. If you could feed the whole world twice, literally all the money around is yours. Think about that shit. Think about it.
Well, yeah.
All that money is theirs. Think about all the taxes on that. That's their fucking money. That's their shit. That's their money. Like, when niggas get their taxes back, they just loaning you your money. Here, take this. And come spend it right back and give it back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I give it back to you next year, you keep doing it. It's that shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely do make sense.
Yeah.
But how you think they got there?
That's a lot. It's a lot. You got to be smart. You really got to be smart. You got to really go get that shit. And their name is the Rothschild family, if you wanted to know. But, yeah, they evil people, too.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, you know,
I bet.
To get that much money, Satan definitely got to be... Run through your heart. You know what I'm saying?
Something got to get for you to have all that.
Yeah,
money.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That we can say that for another topic, though. You know, because that's deep. That's crazy, you know. You know how them motherfuckers do.
Yeah.
They real crazy. I'm talking like, you think niggas out here crazy? These motherfuckers is... Damn, like, they sacrificing babies, you know, sacrifices
they ain't even gotta
children.
Too much.
Yeah.
Look at them long before Congress gets their head blown off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. $500 trillion, like I said, they're controlling all the currency, everything. It's ridiculous. Toss them out over here.
So what you want your net worth to be, man? When you say you finally made it and you finally succeed, what your net worth
going to be? I don't want my shit to be nothing. I don't want to pay Uncle Sam shit. I don't need no taxes. I don't need to know how much money I'm making. I want to make my money under the table.
Under the table. Yeah.
Keep my money. Hell yeah. I don't need that accounting for it. I want Uncle Sam to think I'm 000 everything. I don't have nothing, Uncle Sam. Nothing. I don't need a net worth. Hell no. As long as I'm eating, that's good enough for me.
That's deep shit right there, too.
Hell yeah. People get caught up in that, bro. That shit don't mean nothing. You know what happens? People want to impress other people. Why the fuck do I want to impress somebody else? Especially motherfuckers that you don't like.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't like you, I want you to think I'm the worst nigga ever. Like, yeah, I'm the worst nigga ever, and I don't like you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go out of my way to impress you, and I don't fucking like you.
Yeah.
I understand that. You know how you meet a girl, you want to impress her,
yeah.
But then you see the nigga you don't like, you're like, yeah. Why you want to impress that nigga that don't even like, he don't even like you? What are you doing?
That's because they want to try to get back so long.
I'm not that kind of person. Like, it's just not in me because I'm smart and I know my surroundings. I've seen a nigga die from doing that shit. It makes me want to go out there and do it. Shit, I ain't scared of nothing, but I don't want to just die for nothing. Shit.
Hell yeah.
You know
what I mean? Like, that's real shit, too.
I'm not scared of this shit, but I prefer to, you know, preserve it as long as I fucking can. You know what I mean?
Well, die for no dunkies. I shot over some bitch.
Over some bitch? I wouldn't.
Who gonna go fuck the nigga who killed you?
I'm thinking this crazy, man. You don't kill nobody over a bitch, man.
Yeah.
You have it, bro.
He said, it's two things I never saw. A flying saucer and a bitch I need. That shit was crazy. Yeah, niggas killed over a pussy. That's on them, though. Never me.
Yeah, man. We got the next song, though. My Mind Keep Dying. I guess it's part two of the Day My Mind Died, I'll say, or like a sequel. Or
I don't know, man. I don't even know what I was thinking, man. Yeah. It just, it kept dying. Yeah. It'd be like that.
Yeah. I dig it, man. We're about to play that track right now. Dante Desperado, My Mind Keep Dying. Let's get it.
Always high. Die high. Murder for the right price. See the fire in my eyes. She the devil. Guys, I don't know where I'm going when I motherfucking die. Cruffle immortal, I eat homicide. I'm just a demon that I survived. The world and I coincide. Who's gonna be hoes? Always bitches. Mind full of killers with ammunition. I spit venom that might offend them. Kill them off when I inject it in them. I skate for a living, I don't need no rental. Hype beats on my dick cause the beats tremble. The mob is the mob and we gon' continue. Moshing on stage, we pack the venue. Demon in my heart, I didn't mean to evoke it. I can't cease to control it. Kill for survival, those heads are not for the showing. I impose my will in the ocean. Mother Earth is a fortress, I'm just here for my purpose. Killing then he reemerges. I am more evil than the churches. Sold your soul for money, you ain't worth shit. Used to be my idol, now I wanna eat your vitals. Not to be taken lightly. I got blood on my Nikes while I'm fucking your psyche. This shit doesn't excite me, nigga. I'll die before this high is over. This is raw, you can stretch it, get the baking soda and coke it over. Had ill flows, just packing that Motorola. Tell the bitches to come over.
My mind keep dying. Dante Desperado. Shit, man. You just made out on a regular night, bro?
Yeah, I was in a room. Me and my nigga Mike, we was in there. We was working. We was doing some shit. This nigga fell asleep. Like, this is my other nigga, Mike Jones. This nigga fell asleep.
I know you're talking
about. I'm so fly, this nigga fell asleep.
Yeah, it was me and him in there. We chilling and shit. I seen, I look over, this nigga just sleep. So I'm making a beat. The beat just going in. And I just said, my mind keep dying. Fuck it.
Yeah,
I felt like my shit kept dying because I was losing my creative ability because it started to get towards my end. I like my creative streak. Like, I usually have a streak where I'm just making songs.
Right.
And I was like, oh, shit, it's starting to get hard now. That's why I said my mind keep dying.
Okay.
And that nigga, he just was knocked the fuck out. I'm in there. He knocked this nigga head on the door.
That boy Mike stayed drinking. Yeah, every time I see a snap, he got a bottle.
This nigga crazy.
Monday, regular, huh?
Yo, I had to start hanging with this man. I had to get rid of him, man.
Mike Jones? He like my night every day.
Yo,
bottle.
Yo,
bro. I can't
yo.
Be like that, my nigga.
Bro, when I see every night, bro. Every
I
night.
I've seen it. I
but the thing is,
that.
I used to be with this nigga like.
I seen
this
too.
See
every day, I'm like, oh. He had him too. I ain't gonna hold you. My boy Mike had the bottle.
That's what they like. That's what they like. I'm gonna give you the recipe when you go off of air too. I don't want to put it all out there. They be with it. Yeah, they be with the bottle. They don't mind the bottles. Yeah, the bottle is like the hypnosis, bro. They see you with the bottle, they follow you.
And weed too. Weed's the attraction too.
Yeah, the weed too. Yeah. If you got the weed in a bottle,
it's right.
If you got the weed in a bottle,
yeah.
You got the weed in a bottle and you don't get the pussy, you should just give up on it. Girl, you should be done because you gay, my nigga. She was open. You didn't want it. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, man. Oh, shit, man. I guess we're going to rock this last joint out.
Mr. Corner?
Yeah, Mr. Coroner.
All right, Dante, just
robbed. See, the day my mind died, my mind keep dying. Now he's visiting Mr. Coroner.
Okay, so I did put that in order. Let's get it, man.
Yeah, you're pretty cool.
Broad in my bed and my sheets are satin. I know black magic used to smear her for cat. High off the shits for satisfaction. FBI phone tapping like this nigga drug trapping. We moving silence, preach defiance. Yeah, she fucking the time. She looking for love, and she going die trying. I'm the one they despise. Desperado is guidance. The preface is violent. Mobbing and moshing. Still mobbing like it ain't like a fucking option. The mob Capadonna once I got him. You're a gunner, Mr. Coroner. I got another one. Bitch, nigga, what a slick. Don't be a victim. Be a victim. Mr. Coroner. Mr. Coroner. I got another one. Bitch, nigga, what a slick. Don't be a victim. Be a victim. I see a victim. Mr. Coroner. I got another one. Another one. Getting high off cat urine and acid, bust quick like rabbits, hoes still on my dick. Here's a couple lines, sniff, hand gliding off a cliff. Last night I went raw and I'm scared to take a piss. Eyes bloodshot, smoke like a blood clot. Dread hair, roster, talking heads in the pasta. Faggot imposter, who forgot I conjure monsters when I ponder, when I split your posture. After the world is conquered, I won't have a bother. Beautiful angel in my bed, I got my rival's head because my rival's dead, nigga. I annihilate, don't die today. I got your feet in my palm. You'll be floating by dawn with swans. Pick a pawn, nigga, move your pawn. I got your queen in my castle, and I'm baffled by your attempt to battle. And more to console, I eroded from the gravel, transformed DNA and became matter. But it doesn't matter in the matter of time travel. Still mobbing like it ain't another fucking option. The mob Capadonna once I got. You're a gunner, Mr. Coroner. I got another one. Bitch, nigga, what a slip. Don't be a victim. Be a victim. Mr. Coroner. Mr. Coroner. I got another one. Bitch, nigga, what a slip. Don't be a victim. Be a victim. I see a victim. Be a victim. Mr. Coroner. I got another one.
Mr. Corner by Dante Desperado. We got like a little minute left, man. We thank you for definitely coming in the interview today, man. It was very tight and shit with your EP and shit coming out April 11th.
Thank you for. I know we got 19 seconds. Shut up. But thank you for having me, bro. This shit was cool, bro.
Yeah,
I come back anytime. Hell yeah, man. You should. Y'all should just have me here when y'all interview other niggas. I could just.
I thought you were trying to share that over here, huh?
Yeah, I want to be here when y'all interview other niggas and shit. That'd be cool as hell.
So, how you selling the EP? Are you going to CDs or are you going out to that piff?
I don't know. I'm gonna do some CDs just for certain people. You know?
Okay.
I told y'all I was going to give y'all
some
CDs. Yeah, give us some CDs. Yeah, because I know if y'all want CDs, yeah, y'all some CDs. But. Yeah, I'm thinking about the iTunes, you know. You got me on my iTunes.
Be surprised.
Because the dude told me that he could do it for me, but I think I'm going to do that. But I was thinking about just putting it out for free.
Yeah.
Because I want to, like, that shit has to be, like, it has to be heard. Like,
right.
If I release it through iTunes, it's not going to be heard the way I need it to be heard. You know what I'm saying? It's only going to be heard for people who want to look for it. You know what I'm saying? When it's free, it's out there floating. Somebody just bumps into it. Oh, what the fuck is this? If it's already out for sale, nobody ain't going to even know. I'm not that known. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can make a little money off it, but I ain't. You know what I'm saying? I ain't being money hungry like that. I need to get, it's a bigger goal than that. You know what I'm saying? There's more money to be achieved from putting it out free versus if I just throw it on iTunes. I might miss out on something big, you know what I'm saying, from it being on YouTube or that pip somewhere free. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. But check that shit out April 11th. You already know DJ Promatic.
You already know Knock the God.
We out.
Shit.